I know what it's like to want to find your calling in life, but don't know where to start. In our fast-paced world where daily demands dictate more of our destiny than God does, it's no wonder we feel cut off from God's roadmap for our lives. That's why I wrote Make It Matter. It's a roadmap to help you live a life of purpose, and I'm excited to announce that it's just been released on Audible. So go to chrisreese.com/MIM. to check it out. Building Faith Podcast from Chris Reese Ministries is a podcast to bring biblically based messages and lessons on how to apply God's Word into your everyday life. Well, hey, my friend, welcome back to the Building Faith Podcast. I am so thrilled to be here with you today. I am your host, Chris Reese, and my mission, as always, is to help you apply God's Word to your everyday life. And today we are in episode 113, and we're talking about how to overcome distractions in prayer. Many people will come to me and say how much they would love to pray to God, but they just can't seem to because they're too busy. And I've noticed that very few make room for God in their busy schedules, but these people aren't talking about external busyness. They're actually referring to internal busyness. Have you ever sat down to pray and feel like your mind is racing in 20 different directions? And no matter how hard you try to concentrate, you lose focus on God? I get it. It's frustrating. These people ask me, like, I've arrived at some place that seems so unattainable to the average human, and nothing could be further from the truth. And they're always surprised to hear that I battle with the same thing. Every time I get into prayer, my mind starts racing to what else I should be praying about, what my to-do list contains, what I'm forgetting to do on my to-do list, and then I don't dare open my eyes because then I'm bombarded by all that's around me, the laundry, the mess on my desk, you name it. And if I didn't know any better, I would say I suffered from a severe case of ADHD. So I'm here to tell you today, my friend, stop beating yourself up. If you're struggling with focusing in prayer, it's kind of normal. Now, it's not to say that it's okay to stay this way. God desires and deserves our undivided attention. And there is nothing, I repeat, nothing more important than time with Him. But where you are right now is okay. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, together we are going to get to a place of uninterrupted, precious time with our Heavenly Father. Look, I know it can be frustrating. So today we're going to talk about some spiritual and practical ways to overcome distractions in prayer. Are you ready? For starters, have a list. Why do we seem to tell everyone that we'll pray for them, but when the time comes to sit down and do business with God, we seem to think about everything but those people? Look, there seems to be two types of people: list people and spontaneous people. And for some, lists seem restrictive and disingenuous. I disagree. If it's important enough to pray about, it's important enough to write it down. Leave spontaneity for your romantic dinners and for allowing the Holy Spirit to move you, but don't trust yourself to always remember what you're going to need to pray about. The next thing is to have engagement. Look, reading scripture is wonderful, but God's word is alive, and we should be engaging with it. And that's what truly brings the word to life. And there may not be other people around, but that shouldn't be a reason to not engage with the living God. Ask questions like you would in small groups. Questions like, what was the context of this message? What does God want me to understand or think or believe about this passage? And what does God want me to do? Look, there are so many engaging questions that we can ask, and we can certainly devote another episode to that alone. But for now, those are great questions to get you started. The next, have a notebook handy. The question is not whether you will be distracted. The question is what you will do with it. Look, the enemy would love nothing more than for your prayer life to be ineffective and frustrating. And I don't know about you, but it doesn't take much to distract me, especially in the beginning of my prayer time. And I always think of something that I missed, a person I forgot to call, or an idea that I should entertain. And this isn't always the devil. This actually could be God. So keep a notebook handy. I use my iPhone. And write down whatever's coming to mind so that you can get it out of your head, onto paper, and you can get back to your precious time with God. Look, if you try to stay focused while in the back of your mind you've got this new thing to remember, you're just going to remain distracted. You'll end up with a disjointed prayer time and still likely forget what is in the back of your mind anyway. So just write it down. Then your mind can let it go. The next thing is to capture your thoughts. How many times have you been distracted by wandering thoughts in your prayer time? If you're like most, it's often. Look, instead of telling yourself to stop thinking of that, which, let's be honest, that doesn't work, why not take that thought captive and make it part of your prayer time? If it's a nagging thought, then it's likely something that you haven't dealt with. And what better place to deal with it than in the presence of your Almighty Counselor? Work through it with him just like you would with a therapist. Ask questions. What is this thought causing me to feel? What about this thought is truth and what about it is lies? What does God say about it? These questions can help get you started to truly having an in-depth prayer life with God instead of trying to ignore those thoughts and trying to move on from them. Look, my friend, I get it. Spending time in prayer and the Word is a bit distracting sometimes. I confess, I don't read well. I can physically read 3 pages and suddenly realize I wasn't really paying attention. How is that possible? I don't know, but instead of beating myself up, I found a better way. For me, I write the Holy Scriptures. It helps to keep me focused. The act of writing is not only relaxing for me, but I also get to slow down and take in more of what is being said. Well, that's me. What about you? What are some things that you do to overcome your distractions in prayer with God? I'd love to hear from you. So feel free to let me know in the comments or post me on Facebook or Instagram. I really would love to hear what some of your tactics for overcoming distractions in your time with God are. Well, my friend, I hope that you've enjoyed our time as much as I have. If so, would you please consider subscribing and leaving a rating? I would greatly appreciate it. But before we go, I have a gift for you. If you have ever wondered what God wants you to do with your life, I want to invite you to join us for our free 5-day Created with Purpose devotional. It is my gift to you to get you started on your path to discovering what God wants you to do with your life. I will go ahead and include a link in the description section as well as on the website. Well, my friend, until next time, remember, all things are possible with God. For more information from Chris Reese, visit chrisreese.com/podcast. That's chrisreece.com/podcast.